All right. Well, in the last couple of minutes we have today, since it is Wednesday, let's talk sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. And Bill is here in the studio with us. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay. So should we talk about the Patriots to start off with? Because I'm seeing that there's breaking news out of Foxborough that the Pats have signed Brian Hoyer, QB, for 3 years as a backup to Tom Brady.
Yes, and it can't be anything more exciting than two NFL teams trading backup quarterbacks.
But it's still an important position.
Stop the presses. Well, of course, the irony is it's only an important position if something happens to the first-string quarterback. And everybody in New England and everybody who roots for the Patriots hopes that that certainly doesn't happen. It
right.
would be catastrophic in terms of that team.
It makes you wonder if they do have a succession plan, though.
Well, it's an interesting you bring that up. There's an article going to come out in ESPN, the magazine, Quarterbacks at the Crossroads issue, and I just read a preview of it. And the assertion there is that Bill Belichick certainly does have a plan because he always has a plan. And the other assertion that's really quite troubling is that Tom Brady really believes that this combination of exercises and things that he eats and things that he chants or whatever else he does is going to keep him young eternally and somehow makes him impervious to the sorts of injuries that are absolutely inevitable for people who play this game for a living.
Yeah.
I was really made quite uncomfortable reading this article because it makes it sound as if Tom Brady is delusional. And I mean, who knows whether that's true or not, but it's really... Patriots fans should probably stay away from that issue of ESPN, the magazine, when it comes out.
I mean, on the other hand, he has the supreme confidence born by, you know, years of healthy living and incredible success as a quarterback.
He has certainly had incredible success. But one of the things that this article points out is that a lot of that success has depended on passes that have fallen off the fingertips of one person and into the hands of another. Numbers of times. So luck comes into it, but Brady absolutely denies that luck. He says when people get injured, it's because they haven't prepared themselves sufficiently. And I just don't quite buy that in the context of the NFL.
Right. I mean, it's a very tough sport
it
on
is.
Bodies.
And if you look at the number of people who end up very badly injured and with CTE and all manner of other things, hey, you know what? Let's not blame the victim.
I was going to say it's sort of the NFL's version of victim blaming.
It is, absolutely.
It's a bit, yeah. But before we leave talking about the Pats, I just want to mention that let's talk about who they traded away, right? Because they traded away second string QB Jimmy Garoppolo. He's headed to San Francisco now.
Poor
right?
guy. They don't win, ever.
They're 0-8 so far?
Terrible.
Oh, God.
And I mean, the only good thing about somebody who goes into that position is, you know, he can say, well, I hope I'll play there. Because one assumes that all pro athletes wish to play rather than sit on the bench. And Garoppolo wasn't going to do anything but sit on the bench as long as Tom Brady could strap on a helmet and throw a football. Mm-hmm. So I wish him well. I wish all these guys well. It's a very tough gig.
All right. Well, let's turn to another sport, one of your other favorites, Bill. Other favorites, I just said. Wow. Okay. Other favorites, Bill. Baseball.
You haven't been listening.
I know. So I just want to play some tape here because this is the last strike that ended game 6 last night.
Got it. This series too good to end in 6. Dodgers force a game 7. They win it 3-1.
Okay, so headed to game 7 now. What do you expect tonight?
I don't have any idea
Bill.
No, look at this. Last night's game looked as if, for more than half the game, it looked as if the Astros would win it 1-0, and Justin Verlander would simply pitch a brilliant and beautiful game. He gives up a couple of runs, and that's enough, because the Astros, who scored 13 runs in the previous game, can't score more than one. There is no way to predict what happens. All I can tell you is that every pitcher on both teams, with the exception of the two guys who started last night, they're going to be in the bullpen ready to go because these staffs have got to be exhausted.
Yeah.
And even the hitters have got to be exhausted because it's hard running around the bases as many times as you have to in a game where there's a combined total of 25 runs, which is what happened game before last. It's a magnificent series. It's thoroughly entertaining. purists are screaming that there's something wrong with the baseball or otherwise there wouldn't be so many home runs hit and so many runs scored. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a great piece of entertainment. And
who do you want to win?
I want to win. I want the Astros to win because I'm always rooting for the team that's never done it before. And the Astros have never won the World Series. Also, I think Altuve, their second baseman, may be the single most entertaining player to watch. And I'd like to see Justin Verlander taken off the hook, too, because he's had such a great postseason. And for him to be the losing pitcher last night just didn't seem fair.
Yeah. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And we are graced with his presence on Radio Boston every Wednesday.
Oh, what a nice way to put it. Thank you very much, Meghna.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.